The Institute of National Remembrance carries out its research, educational, commemorative, and archival mission both at home and abroad, and part of it is defending Poland's good name. Why is the use of the term Polish camps unjustified and painful for the Polish nation? German concentration camps, German ghettos, German death camps, German crimes, German robberies, German genocide, Polish suffering, Polish victims, Polish losses. Approximately 5,300,000 Polish citizens were murdered by the Germans. Without declaring war, the German Reich attacked Poland on the 1st of September 1939. The bombs dropped on Polish villages and towns were the beginning of the total war declared on Poland and a harbinger of the nightmare of German occupation marked by everyday terror, which was to last over 5 years. At the behest of Adolf Hitler, the Germans aimed at both military victory and the destruction of the civilian population. Neither the atrocities which took place during the war nor their victims can be forgotten. After the war, an attempt was made to try the German criminals at the International Military Tribunal in Nuremberg, yet many of them managed to escape justice. The denazification process proved to be superficial. Unfortunately, Germany's historical policy was, and still is, aimed at blurring the distinction between the perpetrators of the crimes committed during the war and their victims. This is why Germany has still not accounted for the war and has obliterated its criminal past. We must remind both the international community and German society of their country's role in the war and the fact that Poles were the victims of German crimes. After the war, with time, the term Germans began to be replaced by Nazis, thus blurring the identity of the perpetrators. But the criminals, just like the victims, had a nationality. Victims of the camps. Gross-Rossen German concentration camp, approximately 15,711 victims. Stutthof German concentration camp, approximately 65,000 victims. Majdanek German concentration and extermination camp, approximately 80,000 victims. Sobibor German extermination camp, approximately 180,000 victims. Kulmhof German extermination camp, approximately 210,000 victims. Belzec German extermination camp, approximately 434,508 victims. Auschwitz-Birkenau German concentration and extermination camp, approximately 1.1 million victims. Karol Tendera, a former Auschwitz-Birkenau prisoner, fought consequently against the false-term Polish concentration camps. He brought a lawsuit on this matter against the German ZDFTV. In December 2016, after a three-year-long trial, the Krakow Court of Appeal ruled that the phrase Polish camps was not only a historical lie, but also a violation of Karol Tendera's personal right to national dignity and identity, and ordered ZDFTV to post an apology. The mission of the Institute of National Remembrance is to preserve the memory of and educate about the enormity of the number of victims, losses, and damages suffered by the Polish nation during and after World War II, preserving the patriotic traditions of the Polish nation's struggle against the occupying forces and ensuring compensation for the victims. Therefore, we are fighting for the truth together with the victims of World War II. For the IPN, the fight for historical truth is of fundamental importance. It is for this reason that we carry out our battle against instances of defamation which slander the Polish nation on a daily basis. This is why the Division of Reaction to Defamation, which operates as part of the IPN Office of International Cooperation, was established. Every day, the division employees reviewed varied press releases in English, German, Russian, Ukrainian, Spanish, French, and Czech. The average number of analyzed press releases per year according to various categories. Antisemitism, 16,000 to 17,000. Katyn, 2,300. Wołyn, 3,500. Poland in the Second World War, 1,200. We handle around 100 defamation-related cases per year. The IPN is doing its best to fight for historical truth. Remembrance shapes our future.